Yo, what's up? This is Daily Shmay number 283. Just a quick one tonight. When you're doing your spring cleaning, okay? I highly recommend, and I myself am doing this. I highly recommend doing a cleaning of your priorities. Like a full, not just like, oh, let me put everything back in the place that it's been. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not talking about tidying up. I'm talking about everything off the fucking shelf. You know, the sweep, the vacuum, the mop, the cleaner, the conditioner. You know what I mean? Like, really get the whole entire, like, structure system clean. And then don't just pick from the pile you already had and, you know, decide the order. Like, create a new list. You know what I mean? Like, throw away the shit you had. And you can just put that shit right back on there if it's perfectly fine for you. But, you know, I think one of the things I get frustrated about in myself, as well as others, is, like, watching somebody replay the same, like, lesson or game, or you know what I mean, like watching somebody learn their lesson but betray themselves, betray their knowledge, betray their wisdom, or get caught in like a mission that's kind of like, you know, maybe you don't feel like you fully succeeded or you've like graduated, but you know, you don't need to be a rocket scientist in whatever the lesson is. You just need to pass and apply it so that you can move on to the next lesson. You feel me? So if there's something you're doing that you know you're going to have to change for this next season of your life, why did my voice just, like, turn on? If you know that you, like, your priorities currently are not what they're going to be in the next stage that you are planning on going to, why don't you just go ahead and imagine what does the priority shelf list thing look like for that version of you? And at least get, like, at least get some of them in the right spot. You know what I mean? It'll get easier too. Like, don't think you have to, like, you know, change overnight. But do think that you need to, sorry, that was aggressive. But it is reasonable, and I recommend thinking and being cognizant that you don't need to become perfect overnight, but every morning you should recommit. Every morning you should recommit, and if you got it in you, reflect at night. Like, did I really reflect my priorities today? Even if you're not, like, let's say your number one priority is your health. Excuse me. That doesn't mean every time you, like, have a beer or smoke some weed or don't go to the gym, you're, like, failing your priorities. You might have skipped the gym for grocery shopping and done well, or I don't even fucking know, girl. The point is, though, is that if it's spring cleaning time, if it's time to adjust your environment, it's most definitely a great time. Honestly, before you fully adjust your environment, because that's going to tell you, like, what it is. Like, I love priorities. I love asking people, especially, like, my clients and stuff, like, I've heard from our discussion and from your discovery call form and from, you know, the foundation homework that I put people through OS Design Co., I've heard from you that, you know, you are really passionate or you're prioritizing or your main goals are this, this, and this. What order is that for you? Or, like, you know what I mean? Like, what, like, do I have those right? Are those your top blank priorities? You know what I mean? And the order isn't necessarily, like, super mandatory, but I do think when people start telling me about this, that, and the other, and I'll be like, well, that doesn't really, some of this shit that you're spending the most of your energetic power on and your time, it's not in your top five priorities. And I'm just like, what? If you're just letting your personal beef with this issue get in the way, then you need to, like, restructure your personal fucking shit. Restructure your priorities. Like, how much higher, like, if you just looked at your last, like, 2 weeks of behavior, how much are you spending avoiding something? How much are you spending talking shit? How much are you spending lying? You know what I mean? Like, that's one other, like, way to kind of spring clean is, like, prioritize the knots as well. Prioritize, I'm not gonna fucking, what is, like, a good one? I'm not gonna, I can't think of like a really juicy one, so I'm just gonna say I'm not gonna have any snacks after midnight, or I'm not gonna eat anywhere but the kitchen or the table. You know what I mean? Like little rules, and people don't like the word rules, but little like actions that are based on your priorities. I was about to say anti-priorities, and I'm like, that's not really what that is. If I have a priority, like let's say I'm gonna commit that in my top 10, it really ought to be top 5. I think damn near it's gotta be top 5, because this is getting out of hand. So my top 5 for this new season, right? Sleep, quality sleep schedule, sleep health, all that. Like, I need ins. I need the maximum return on this investment, and I need all of it. Like, sun up to sundown. Like, not really sun up to sundown, but more so, I just mean, like, I'm throwing everything I got in this one. Like, I'm not gonna sleep during the fucking day. I mean, I do need to learn how to nap, but I'm just saying, like, there's no reason for me to believe that, like, sleep is not gonna give me that ROI. Like, if I really look at what has made me think I don't need sleep, it's mental illness and capitalism. It is mental illness and capitalism. And I can't really get rid of those two things right now. But it's just the fact that, like, I am also, you know, in my personal power, in my personal choice. I don't have to get rid of capitalism to make a different choice. I just need to have my own priorities. Because that's, okay, this is the general takeaway. If you don't want to take away anything specific I've said, the general takeaway is that if you don't even have a clear priorities list right now, you're probably just regurgitating priorities that have been put upon you. You're probably just reacting to life. Your priorities are probably given to you by your environment and your social circles and, like, your ego. And if that's how you want to ride, that's how you want to ride. But that's not how I'm trying to ride, you know what I mean? Like, that doesn't work for me. I get sick if I let other people determine my priorities. I get unwell. But yeah, and then yeah, recommit every day that you think about it, like, reestablish it, write down your priorities every morning, write down your goals every morning, affirmations, all that type of shit. Like, you know, you don't have to be perfect every 24 hours, but it goes a long way to be consistent. And one of the best ways to be consistent is to have reminders, you know, to build in the structure. If you want to prioritize dancing more, but you don't got no fucking space in your fucking house to dance, it's like, all right. You know what I mean? Like, if you want to prioritize dancing more, but you don't, you know, want to stretch in the morning or whatever. And so, like, if you dance too hard and you haven't been stretching, you pull something, like, then you can't dance anymore. You have to rest. Or then you get injured. And I'm not trying to speak that on anybody's life. I'm just saying, like, knowing that priority is important, because that's going to help you shape everything else. That's going to help you dictate how you spend that time that isn't on that thing, or the time around that thing, or, like, what you say yes or no to. Like, my thing about it is, like, I love priorities and I love lists and shit like that, and pre-production and planning and thumbnails and MVPs and all that shit, because I'm not trying to make those decisions every 5 fucking seconds. I hate those decisions. I don't hate them. But I'm just like, I feel like, you know how we talk about how computers can, like, run through so much data points, so many, you know, different, like, iterations of the same question to be able to, like, basically statistically make a probability, like, a guess, by tracking, like, huge amounts of data that, like, our brains could never, because we can. It's just that we don't work the same way. We're not just these, like, tireless regurgitation machines. I really was supposed to keep this short. Anyways, so what was the point of that part? Damn, G. Da-da-da. AI. Oh, yeah. So it's like, I feel like as a human being, if you keep asking me the same question, like, every 10 minutes, I'm gonna, like, unless I'm super, 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 super clear on it, and there's not more options or more information coming, I'm probably gonna have to rethink, like, all the thoughts that I thought to be okay with my choice. Like, we have a limit, you know, essentially, or, like, theoretically, how many choices we make in a day. That's why the whole Mark Zuckerberg Apple guy too, I can't remember his name, Steve Jobs, sorry, Los Santo, please don't, nobody get mad, bro, like, get off me. Not me fighting the imaginary haters. Okay, anyways, so like the principle of somebody getting up and wearing the same outfit every day, you know, like, I know for character design that shit makes sense to me, but also just like as a person, if you could pre-make certain decisions and just follow the line of thinking that comes from that priority, it's a much more peaceful life, in my opinion. That doesn't mean don't question your authority. That doesn't mean it doesn't change them. In fact, I'm asking you to change them, probably, or update them, or at least like give them their review, their inspection. Like, how is this priority performing for me? How am I performing for this priority? That's the other thing too, is if you want to really, really get honest with yourself, and only you can do that really anyways, you can go to Dr. DeMartini's, like, little, he's got, like, this very, very interesting, like, tracker thing. It's not the same as, like, a self-reporting quiz in the sense that it's not, like, multiple choice and simple. It's a little bit complicated, and you kind of create your own labels and names for groups of activities. But, and, you know, long story short is that he's got a great system for really having people identify what they're spending their time on. Because what you say your priorities are, and what you spend your time and energy on, they should be aligned. You should be self-aware in an accurate sense. Otherwise, you're just really fucking annoying, honestly. No offense. I'm just saying, like, anyone like in full denial of truth is just like really fucking difficult to deal with. And like, I don't know, gee, it's not like your life's purpose is to be undifficult. I'm just saying. What am I trying to say? I mean, honestly, I'm done. I was supposed to be done a while ago. If I cared enough, I would cut that shit off. So I would leave it just at the good stuff. What I end up talking about good shit until like 7 or 8 minutes and then just went off the deep end. Whatever. Good enough. Decent for me. Because unfortunately, this podcast is not in my top 5. It's not in my top 10. When I turn it into like a Patreon podcast, probably it'll go up. I hate to say it, but the capitalism is real, nigga. Like, the bills, the tools, the supplies. I got all types of projects to do, so whatever works, baby. Yeah, do great things. Spring clean your priorities. You know, whatever. Bye.